I started by commenting on our values. Ruddock and Howard, backed by the balance of the coalition, have effectively betrayed every worthwhile value that this society once stood for. And they've done it by lies and hypocrisy. Mr. Howard, for example, holds himself forward proudly as a practicing Christian. But what he has done has been denounced by the leaders of every Christian church and only a couple of weeks ago by the chair of the World Council of Churches. What he is doing does not pass any test of any moral framework, let alone the values of Christianity, or, may I say, the values of Islam. Mr. Ruddock sports his Amnesty International badge, whilst everything that he did with such enthusiasm has been denounced by Amnesty in their every annual report on Australia. The hypocrisy is breathtaking, and the deception is breathtaking. And it matters not only because human beings have been treated so harshly as to lead them to a suicide and self-harm rate in detention 10 times the community average. Not only that, but it has in fact betrayed democracy itself. Because the fundamental point of democracy is government of the people, by the people, for the people. But when your leaders lie to you about what they're doing, democracy has not got a chance. I want to add my voice to what Jim Sooley said before. You can make a difference. And I want to put forward one way you can make a difference. A group of us in Melbourne have just started something called the Justice Project. It was begun by Robert Mann, Malcolm Fraser, myself, and three or four other people. And what we are doing initially is to help grassroots organisations and individuals in the community campaign for a better government in this country, and in the longer term to campaign for a Bill of Rights or some equivalent in Australia, so that this... so that this betrayal of basic human rights cannot be repeated in this country. If anyone is interested in getting more information about the Justice Project, the website is thejusticeproject.com.au. There's a campaign kit there which you're welcome to download, and go out and do your best with it. The second thing I want to say, I want to finish up on this, and I hope you'll forgive me, but I've got an excuse. I was born the year Robert Menzies began his record run as Prime Minister of Australia. I graduated the year Gough Whitlam came into office and thereby ended a record run of coalition governments in this country. I grew up in a household that voted Liberal. My parents' friends all voted Liberal, and I wasn't interested in politics, so voting Liberal just seemed as natural as the air you breathe. And I confess, I voted Liberal in every election for which I was eligible, up to and including 1996. I learned a thing or two working for the MUA in 1998, and when the 98 election came along, I changed my vote. But I say that because, unlike Mr. Howard, I am actually a conservative. Mr. Howard is a dangerous radical who is challenging the fundamental pillars of democracy. And having said that I am fundamentally a conservative, let me tell you, I am sick of the lies, I am sick of the hypocrisy, and I am sick of the bullshit the coalition government has fed us in the last 8 years. And it is time to get rid of them. It is time to get rid of them because they have betrayed our values, they have destroyed innocent human beings, and they have lied to us the whole way.